Hey everyone, Brandon here, and man, I've got some good stuff to share with you today. We're talking about how to overcome your problems, okay? It's going to sound like I have all the answers, and I do when I don't. There's a tool, there's a principle that you can use to solve whatever problem it is, and you might laugh. It's going to sound super overly simple, but I promise you it works. And it's literally speaking to your problems. Why does speaking to your problems work? Speaking to your problems works because this entire universe, all the varied realities of multidimensional reality, was created through a spoken word. God, the creator, created through words. He said, light be, and it was. He spoke, things happened. He released faith through words. Faith created the universe, created reality as we know it, and faith was released when God spoke. How do we know that it works for us like it works for God? Like we're not God, right? That's pretty obvious, because we're not out here creating little pocket universes and things like that, right? That's silly. But Peter, the book of Peter says that we are participants in God's divine nature. Romans 4 talks about how Abraham had faith. It said Abraham was convinced in his faith. He did not doubt in the face of. He had more reason to doubt, a better excuse than anyone to doubt God's promises. It says he was fully persuaded that God was able to do what he said he would do. It says he believes in the God who quickens the dead and calls those things that are not to be as though they were. So you can look at that and say, okay, God calls things that are not to be as though they already were. So God has thoughts. He had a vision. He had a dream. He had a plan. He looked out into the expanse of reality of whatever that was. Maybe literally just empty space. We don't know, right? But imagine he's looking out into nothingness. He didn't say nothingness. He didn't say nothingness, stay there. He didn't say that. He said light be. So he saw that there was a problem. And instead of speaking the problem, speaking what was annoying him, what was bothering him, he spoke what he wanted. And when he spoke, it happened. Light appeared. Light came from wherever light was, and it manifested itself because the Creator, because God said so. Mark 11:23, Jesus is teaching his disciples. He said, if you, having faith as a seed, so you don't have to have great faith. You already have faith. It takes faith to do anything. It takes faith to get saved. And that gift of faith, and that amount of faith, that measure of faith was a gift. So you couldn't even earn it. You couldn't even get it to begin with. It had to be given to you. It had to be given to me to be able to exercise that faith for salvation. But it says, if you, having faith as a seed, say to this mountain, be uprooted and throw yourself into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you sayeth. So Jesus is talking about releasing faith through your words. Jesus had things he had to deal with. I don't know if he might. I don't know. I don't think Jesus ever had a problem. You know, he's the Son of God. He knew exactly who he was. He didn't let anyone bother him at any time. He did what he was supposed to do. He didn't have problems. But when the temptation to give in to a perceived problem presented itself, he spoke to it. He spoke to the fig tree. When the fig tree didn't have fruit, he spoke to it. He said, no one shall eat fruit of you ever again. And the next day, it was withered and dried up from the root up. Okay, he spoke to the storm. He commanded the storm, commanding faith. The book of Matthew, I think it's 11:22, talks about having violent faith. And that word violent just means incredibly enthusiastic faith. So it says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has been forcefully advancing, and forceful or violent man or extremely enthusiastic men lay a hold of it. So you can have quiet faith, cool, but what gets stuff done? It's the violent, earth-moving, extremely enthusiastic faith. If laughter is medicine, right? The joy of the Lord is your strength. So the more joy you have, the stronger, the more of the Lord's strength you operate in. The more you can, the quicker, the sooner you can laugh at a problem, the more of God's strength comes onto the scene instantly. When Jesus was tempted by Satan, he took him to the high place and looked out over the nations of the earth. Jesus, he didn't think the devil away. He didn't just speak the devil away. He spoke the word. He spoke scripture. Okay, so Jesus said himself, he said, "My words, they are spirit and they are life. They give life to those who have ears to hear." The proverb says it's the word is nourishment to all my bones. It's medicine to my flesh. It's medicine to my bones. It's nourishment to me. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of your tongue. From the increase of your, a man's life is filled with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips, his life is filled with good things. So there's a definitely strong element. This is not even a strong element. This is the reality of it. The life you live, the life you're experiencing today, is because of the words you spoke yesterday and the day before, because of the way you allow yourself to think. This is why changing your thought patterns is so incredibly important. This is why changing your thoughts changes your life, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you have to have the right thoughts, to have the right words, to have the right actions, to form the right habits, to change the circumstances of your life. You have to be able to speak the right words over your life. You have to be able to give the command of faith that moves, that puts the forces of this world into action. Charles Capps opens up his book, The Tongue, A Creative Force, like this. God's word spoken out of my mouth becomes a spiritual force, releasing the ability of God in this world. That's what it is. We become, God allows us to be participants of his divine nature. When we are made in his image and his likeness, we look like him and we act like him. And the more we renew our minds to it, the more we can act like God, right? Not a God complex, right? Let's not blow this out of proportion. But the same things that Jesus did, Jesus spoke to sickness and disease. He commanded things to leave. He commanded sickness to leave. He commanded demons to leave people. As new creations in Christ, that's the level that we have. That's the example that we have to walk in. That's the power of your words. Hebrews says the universe is held together by the power of his word, by the word of his power. So don't let naysayers diminish the ability or diminish positive speaking, positive mental attitude. You need it all. You need it all. You can speak right word. You can speak positive words, but you get more traction faster when you speak God's words. All right. Luke 11:8 says the meaning of the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. God's word is a seed. God's word, Isaiah 55 says, will not return to me void. It says as the rain falls from the heavens, nourishes the earth, it makes the plants bud and flourish, so my words will not return to me void, but they will accomplish that which I desire and achieve the purpose for what I have sent them. So speaking God's words releases them in faith. They know what they're supposed to do. Something healing words produce healing, prosperity words produce prosperity, and so on and so on. So get those words in your heart coming up out of your mouth. And you can't overconfess something. But you have to have the action to back it up. Because faith without action is dead. Faith is voice activated, but then it's sustained through your physical action, through your physical labor, towards whatever it is you're believing and confessing for. So think on that. Let it ruminate. Let it come alive in your heart. This is powerful stuff. This is just, you know, it's a major component. It's not everything, but it's a major component to fulfilling what it is you're supposed to be doing in this life. You got to speak to it. You got to speak in faith. You got to have confidence when you say these things, because Jesus says, and do not doubt in your heart. So if you have doubt in your heart, it's going to mix it up. It's going to be like throwing some oil and water on that. You got to have just the whole, you got to have just the right thing. You got to have all faith. And that's why you got to speak these things. You got to build faith, because faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word. So the more you speak it, the more your faith grows. The more your faith grows, the more you speak it, the quicker things turn around. So it's all in there. It's all, you know, you can't reach the limits of this stuff. You speak it, and then you expect it to come to pass, because his words will not return void. So if you're speaking God's words, those words know what to do. You're releasing God's seeds, then those seeds know what to do. Mark 4, the seed goes to work. It doesn't care who plants it. It works night or day, and it produces a crop, though we don't understand how it produces a crop. The seed does what it does. This is God's system that's in the earth. It's seed, it's time, and then it's harvest. So go plant the seeds that you want to harvest and start calling forth that harvest, whatever it is you're planting. All right, man. Ladies and gents, until next time, be good and speak faith.